Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chuck Reichow hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday night with you. 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Getting ready for some Braves baseball here. Game number 2 in Colorado as Charlie Morton will take the hill coming off of a 14-4 shellacking. And I expect more of the same tonight. Let's head out to the waitfor.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Bob Nightingale, joining us. USA Today baseball columnist, national baseball columnist. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page, as always, at B Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes here in Atlanta tonight on the show. Thanks, as always.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks, John.
You know, before we get into some Braves talk, let's talk about the incident from last night that with the two guys running on the field after Ronald Acuna Jr. You know, obviously we saw the incident in Chicago as well. You know, I'll say it like this, Bob. You know, if I'm understanding right, I think Denver has had some issues. I think last year their mascot got taken out by a fan or something like that. You know, is how concerned do we have to be? Because again, I think people are just naturally brazen, whether it's because of social media or whatever. It doesn't seem like that there is as much heightened of a security in some of these stadiums as what we need. Because again, take somebody. You don't have to have, you know, somebody do something too crazy, you know, to get involved in a bad situation. I just don't know how something like last night could have happened, you know, with the two guys on the field.
Yeah, I mean, there's ways to do it, obviously. I mean, they got security guards that come out in between innings, but, you know, it's not like they're all lined up. You know, it's easy to get lax. You know, Colorado has a great atmosphere there, one of the best atmospheres in baseball. So, yeah, they've really had, you know, little trouble, you know, not like in the White Sox years ago. I remember had the Kansas City Royals coach, Tom Gamboa, mm-hmm. attacked. You know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, I'm so glad they put metal detectors in years ago. And that was always my fear, that someone just, you know, goes nuts, you know, like almost, you know, like reading about elementary schools and classrooms, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I don't know how that woman got that gun in. You know, I guess, you know, it was in her stomach or something. But, yeah, that should never have happened in Chicago. And in this case, you know, just, you know, two drunken fans, you know, were able to get on the field, you know. I'm not sure the last time I've seen two. Usually you see one guy, but not two people. And he was around, you know, staying next to Acuna way too long. I could see you're doing it for a couple seconds. But it seemed like he was out there for a long, long time. Then the second guy comes back. So, you know, that should never happen, I'm sure. You know, Rockies increased their, you know, security, you know, tonight. And we'll have it, you know, increased for the rest of the season.
But do you think that, Bob, that – somebody has to be made an example of? I mean, I'll use a totally different genre. You know, when the government came down on Martha Stewart, they made an example out of her and said, look, this insider trading stuff is not going to be allowed. Do they need to make an example out of one of these people that do something stupid like this and really kind of throw the book at him? Because if you don't have the fear of the repercussions about what's going to happen, it's going to continue to go on. I mean, if there's no fear about what's going to happen to you, if it's just a slap on the wrist, it's going to continue. I mean, that's just the way our society is nowadays.
No, you're right. I mean, yeah, you got to, you know, make sure that name of the person's public, you know,
right.
People know who he is, where he's, you know, where he's working, that sort of thing. And yeah, you're right. Gage can't say, okay, you're spending a couple hours in jail. You'll see you later. You know, it's scary when you saw a Kuna drop to the ground, like what's going on here. So yeah, I mean, you got to, you know, if you want to beef it up, say, you know what, you cross the line, you go in the field, you're spending a month in jail or something, you know, something like that. No, I'm with you. You can't have these guys make deers with their friends, and guys who drink too much, you know, run to the field to win a bet.
Bob Nightingale joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, national MLB columnist for USA Today. Let's talk about Ronald Acuna because, again, I broke this all down yesterday on the radio show and on my podcast. When you look, he's on track right now to set the – and I'm not talking about 1894 and Hugh Duffy era. I'm talking about modern-day 20th century and beyond. But he's on pace to score the most runs in Braves history. He's on pace to steal the most bases in Braves history. He's third in the batting race right now. His numbers are staggering when you put it, he's going to be top five in hits in a season for the Braves, top 20, top 15, maybe in batting average and on base. And yet I think that there's still a lot of people that look and say, well, listen, Freddie and Mookie Betts and things like that. Do you think the vote gets split between those two guys and Ronald runs away with this? And just kind of put into context for me, just how great of a season Ronald Acuna is having for this team.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think he's the MVP. You know, it's for the whole season. It's not having a good month. You know, Mookie Betts, fabulous player, but he started off very slowly there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Freddie Freeman's been much more consistent. But, yeah, what Acuna has done is, you know, mind-boggling and putting some historic numbers. I think way too many people, you know, fans, voters, you know, look at the WAR numbers, you know. WAR is that, you know, it's just I saw someone had the same WAR as Freddie Freeman. Oh, the San Diego, the Kim, the, you know, the infielder, you know, say, how's that possible? I don't pay attention to the, you know, Fangraphs WAR, you know, or, you know, Baseball Reference WAR. You know, you look at your own eyes, you look at the stats. So I think Acuna right now should be the MVP. That being said, you know, he's going to have a strong September. You know, back in the day, it was just different. You know, I remember when Daryl Strawberry's numbers were much better than Kurt Gibson. Gibson won the MVP just because he would have missed the Dodgers. Terry Pendleton won that year over Barry Bonds, just what he meant that year to, you know, the 93 Atlanta team. So I think the you know, you got to look at the whole sum of the parts. And I think, you know, particularly stolen bases. I mean, I have, you know, whatever it is, 50, 60 more stolen bases than Mookie Betts. That's staggering.
Bob, help me understand a little bit, because I've had this argument with fans here over the last couple few weeks, because I think if Spencer Strider leads the league in wins and he's on track to maybe be a 20-game winner and he ends up with 300 strikeouts, I don't know how you can – again, I know how good Snell has been and Zach Gallen – but you have a guy that if he leads the league in wins and he leads the league in strikeouts and he's got two of the three Triple Crown categories, and at the rate he's going, he's going to finish probably, you know, if he continues to pitch like this, he's going to finish in the top maybe five or six in ERA. I don't know how he's not the Cy Young winner. I don't know how. Again, you could talk about Snell with San Diego, but he doesn't have the wins, doesn't have the strike. I mean, his numbers are great, but to your point, the wins above replacement thing seems to be the thing that's really driving some of this.
Yeah, I think with the Strider, as long as he lowers his ERA, you know, it was pretty high there for a while. It went through that slump. As long as he gets that thing down, you know, in your top five, you know, particularly wins and strikeouts, you know, you know, people try to dismiss wins. You know, wins means everything to starting pitchers. Mm-hmm. I remember years ago being at Cooperstown with Greg Maddux, and someone asked Greg, hey, you think wins are overrated? He kind of lowered his glasses and said, you got to be kidding me. Wins mean everything to a starting pitcher. It's the reason Adam Wainwright's still pitching, trying to get two more wins at 200. So I think people dismiss that when they shouldn't. You know, and Snell's part, Snell's been very good, but he doesn't have the innings. I think you've got to have a lot of innings to win the award. You know, you should be rewarding a starter if he goes deep in games and gives your team a lot of innings. And Snell has not done that.
Yeah, and that was my argument about Sandy Alcantara last year was just, it was, yes, he had a really great ERA, but it was all the complete games and the fact that he was pitching deep and, you know, had the, I think, the couple of shutouts and six complete games where we hadn't seen a guy pitch six complete games in about 25 years, it felt like. I mean, you know, that it was all of the other things that, and again, they were, I think that they were, I think without him pitching, they were 50-80 when he didn't pitch. They were six games above 500 when he pitched. 50-80 when he didn't. I mean, that's, again, you talk about wins and stuff like that. That's having a real impact on a baseball game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's like, you know, a few years when we saw, Kershaw win an MVP award, Verlander win an MVP. Because when you look at it, you're impacting three games. I mean, you know, when you're talking about Alcantara, you know, going the complete game, so obviously he's affecting that one. He affects the game before because the manager can use his bullpen a lot, knowing that you get to save him for the game he pitches. And then the bullpen's fresh for the day after he pitches. So you're affecting three games.
How about the season Matt Olson is having? I know he's not hit a home run, you know, here lately. But, you know, again, we talked a lot. You and I specifically talked about Sean Murphy and what a year he's having. Has Olson moved himself into the top three or four as far as MVP, or is it pretty clear that, look, it's going to be Ronnie and Freddie and Betts no matter what? I mean, can somebody break into that top three like an Olson?
He could. The other guys would have to fade. Olson's had a marvelous season. You know, some years he, you know, would be running away with the MVP. But I think right now, you know, as we sit here talking, I think it would be Acuna 1, Mookie Betts 2, Freddie Freeman 3, and then Olson 4. We'll see about 5, maybe Cody Bellinger or Corbin Carroll, that sort of thing, or Luis Arraez. But I think right now Olson will be number 4.
Bob, let me ask you about what the Angels are doing. They basically placed about a quarter of their roster on waivers. I mean, is this the first step? I mean, I know that, you know, they've been adamant about not moving on from Ohtani or things like that, but you don't just cut a quarter of your roster and put them on waivers at, you know, the very end of August, you know, going into September. What does this say about the direction that the Angels are going?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole, you know, trade deadline blew up in their face. It's one thing to, you know, keep Ohtani, but, you know, then they trade away some of their top prospects to get, you know, Giolito and Lopez and Grichik and CJ Cron, those guys, and it didn't work out. Now it's just all they're trying to do is save money. So, you know, let's get a little luxury tax. You know, maybe they can, you know, couch it and say, you know what, we're doing it this way to save money to sign Ohtani. But if you're Ohtani, if you're any Angel player, even an Angel fan for that matter, is you can't be happy in the sense you're almost giving up. It's like, okay, if these guys all get claimed, they're gone and gone for nothing, and our team's not even trying to win. So that's got to turn off players in that team.
Why would he sign with the Angels? I mean, unless you're telling me that that they're going to have to overpay, and I think you and I talked about the fact that, you know, it's maybe not necessarily about money, but why, if he wants to win, why would he sign with the Angels? I don't care if they bring Trout back or whatever. Why would he sign with the Angels if he ever wants to win?
Yeah, it would have to be just strictly comfort level and, you know, believe me, man, okay, you know, they are better than they have been the last couple of years, and then they're about to turn the corner. That'd be the only way. That's why a lot of people think it's, you know, the Dodgers. That way you don't have to, you know, move across town if you don't want to. You stay put. So, yeah, just be, you know, trusting the medical staff, the coaching staff, front office, and everything else. I mean, Trout did it. You know, Trout could have, gone to free agency 1 year later and decided not to. So he could take the same stance as Trout. So, you know what? I'm comfortable here. I like these guys. Let me stay.
Last question for you, Bob. Any real doubts that Cody Bellinger is, he's had a really nice bounce back year for the Cubs, hitting a ton, for them. I don't know if he's the comeback player because he played, 144 games last year, but it really is a good story that he has gotten his, career on track, and he's putting up not the MVP numbers that we saw a few years ago, but certainly putting up really good numbers for the Cubs this year.
Yeah, I mean, he is a great bargain. I took a gamble on him, just $17.5 million. Teams like the Giants won and the Rockies, and it paid off. And the original plan was to dump him at the trade deadline and get a lot for him. And, so happened during the race, so they couldn't trade him. So we'll see. I think he's going to ask for a big price tag. I think the price tag will be so high. It wouldn't surprise me if he's still sitting out there and come spring training, or at least February. Teams have got to decide, okay, is this a real Cody Bellinger, or was this year an aberration? Is it going back to what he was a couple of years, the last couple of years when he was hurt? So I don't think too many people will be in the bidding for him, but it'll be interesting. Fascinating market, just who believes in him and who believes that, this isn't going to last.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, national MLB columnist, joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. You can follow Bob on his personal Twitter page, at B. Nightingale. Bob, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
All right, look forward to it. Take care, John.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. Based upon these filings, Tuohy's are probably going to have to come clean in the Michael Orr case. Kind of an interesting development in what Michael Orr is now asking for. Chukri hanging out with you in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.